Persian, we use it, Adam. And Adam, in a way, is not translatable. After calling it Nihilu, which is God is in Nihilu, somewhere that is not, but is. You see the complication. In Arabic word, because of the family, something is suspended around the word normally. That's why Arabic is one of the good languages poetically. And they adore poetic language because poetic language talks to them very much. I mean, it's not like European language. In European language, your feeling about the word will go back to a little bit archaic and that's it. It doesn't even link to Latino, which is the mother of the language. Arabic is not like that. Arabic had kept its roots because it's a very amazing structured language. It works like this, that some happening action or stuff, whatever you want to call it, which is the base of the word, has three alphabet only. And these three alphabet are always there. Right? Then you add an alphabet in here, you find that the fellow who does this, you add an alphabet here, one there, you find that the fellow that this action happens to, right? Then it goes on and on and on and on, just building the language. This Adam over there means, it could be explained like this. I make some words out of it. First of all, to every Arab understanding on Persian, Adam means hanging, killing someone, because you will make that life not to be anymore. So it's Adam. Something which is ma'dum means the existence was denied to it. It doesn't exist anymore. So it's the other side of the existing, which is not non-existence, is more than that. That's why they have always trouble in translation, because Adam, it's more mind-provoking than explaining. It talks about something that you understand that is not understandable, but it has even practical use. Because whatever you want to get rid of, you think about making it out of existence, Adam, putting it there. So it is a place, in a way. You see, it's not non-existence of this, because this has a name for itself. That one is not opposite of anything. By itself is a space. In our language, I believe we could understand it as another dimension. Because now we understand the concept of dimension. Think about another dimension. Which is what? Anybody could complete this sentence to make it something? We are talking, you will be missed. We're talking about Adam and how different it is from non-existence or anything. It's another dimension. Another dimension which has all the stuff that this one doesn't have. Not that it's opposite. And doesn't have any of this dimension in it. First of all, this existence is dividable. Over there is no division in Adam. Everything over there is complete. There is no limitation over there. That's why we could imagine that Creator is over there. Because whatever is here is limited. There is no unlimited here. Do you remember how passionately sometimes I try to take you to the point to think about the exception, not the rule? And in that, I come to explanation of non-existence. This one has the pixels of his picture, and that one the real dimension. So here, everything is limited. Do you remember my passionate stuff I bring in now in this discourse is critical mass. I always come to them and I say, do not believe the mathematicians who tell you that there is unlimited numbers. There is not. That's like going before Newton's law. That's an old theory in mathematics. Now we understand that there is no such a thing, unlimited. In this universe, everything is limited. Except what? You have to know.
No.
Because we are reading book 2. Do not try to invent one word. Do not try to create one word. Do not try to imagine one word. The only good thing is to remember what Rumi said. Because if not, you will get lost in good words, nice sentences. Haven't you seen these kind of people? They hallucinate in a good mood, yes, but they don't get it. This is ma'rifah. This is something to know, really. This is the wisdom. Rumi explained it. Guess when? Right at the beginning, the first paragraph he talked about exception, right? Then, in the beginning of book 2, in that introduction, do you remember? You said, oh, let me tell you about the size. Everything in this universe has a proportion. It works only if it is proportional. He went to the ring of the nose of the camel and said, if it is big, the camel doesn't move. If it is small, it doesn't work. Then he went on to go on, and at the end, he brought us the Quranic verses of it. That we decided that there should be limit. Everything has a size to it. And all of this was for what? To bring up our knowledge. We know it's not about knowledge. Why all these explanations about the size and proportion and so on? I'm telling you, it's very important to understand because you will face it later. Inshallah, when you read the beginning of book 6, you will see the same puzzle. Over there, there is no verse. But the point is exactly like this. It will say, listen, everything has a limit. Even light, the stars, they have some space they could shine in. And even the governor of a city has a field that he could go. Why? Why should he explain this law of physics to us? Your guess. Yes?
Yes. Second time here.
Why? Why he brought all these explanations? Oh, you don't remember what I said. The sentence before this was about exception. Exception is the most important stuff and the most difficult one to understand because this works with rules. And we always bring bring rules to point to exception. He said, everything, God said that everything has a limitation, except there are some people, I give them something which has no limit. It means love. Right at the beginning of the book, remember? That's what the rule is about. We talk about rules. Do you remember last time I talked about this? How we come to existence, we explain the rules to be able to point at the exception, because we cannot explain the exception. Exception is not the opposite of the rule. It's complementary. It's there. We call it Hamza, means born with. It's not born with, because it's not with. Same born, something like that. Means more than twin. Because when there is rule, there is an exception. So look around you. Whatever you see has rules. Whatever you understand has rules. No wonder you don't understand what love is. Because that's exception. Has no rules. None whatsoever. We cannot even say that it will happen or what. Poetically we will say it will be given to you. Logically explaining, we will say you will fall in it. Really will explain, we will say that's the only thing which is worthy of hunting. But you cannot hunt it. You should put aside all your wits and techniques and blah 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 and intelligence and get lucky. Be hunted by it, because love is the hunter. Because love is the main adjective of creator. What is creation? Let's forget about the concept of there is God or whatever. What is the meaning of creation? Creation is bringing out something from non-existence to existence with what? Passion. It's not a business. You're not creating something to use it, to have benefit. These are not the point. Because when we're talking about creativity, we are not talking about your iron working or goldsmith. You're talking about this creation. Why did he create these poems? Listen to him. We say, I don't know, it jumps out. It's not even in accordance with his will. I'm mesmerized. Something wants to come out and I give in. That's what all the artists will explain it. It's not only the poem. I'm talking about the exception of the rule of animals. I hope you all know what animal is. And maybe some of you believe that we are animals. We are not. That is the main point. We are the exception, because we have something exceptional. Because we could be filled with love, right? Like this could be filled with coffee, therefore we call it coffee cup. And the value of this is because it could be filled with coffee. One day, hopefully. So all the cups are good. We are cups, right? The problem is, in the factory we are made, there is no hygienic system to clean us up. We come out filthy. We come out animal, yes.